So 11th canto, chapter 5, which is called Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva, which we'll find out soon why it's called that, because this is this conversation between Nilgendras and Nimi is part of the conversation, nested conversation between Narada and Vasudeva. So here we are, today we are beginning with text number 38, just to give you a little reminder. What's happened is that having described Karabhajana, having described to Nimi the Yuga avatars in answer to his last question, and then described the Kali Yuga avatar, and giving these two verses addressed to Mahapurusha, he then says, so I'm just going to read the translation starting with text 35. Thus, O King, the Supreme Lord Hari is the giver of all desirable benefits of life. That's Shreyasam, what is it? Very nice word for it. Shreyasam Ishwaraha, I think. Yeah. The giver of all benefits. Yeah. The controller of all Shreya. Intelligent human beings worship the particular form and names of that the Lord manifests in different ages. That's kind of a summary. And then it goes on, those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age of all perfections of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Indeed, this is now 37, there's no higher possible gain for embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement. Of course, the word movement is not exactly there in Sanskrit, it's just Sankirtan, by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Now we go on. Text 38, 39, and 40 have a common purport. So he says here, again, making kind of astonishing statements, Kritadishu, the ages Kritta and so on, the other ages, Satyuga, Tretyuga, Dwarpayuga, Praja Rajan, Kalau Ichchanti, Sambhavan. The people, the Praja, the people in those age, they desire Sambhavan, birth in Kali Yuga. This is getting pretty far out here. And then this is very nicely done in Sanskrit. Kalau Kalu Bhavishyanti Narayana Parayana Kvachit Kvachin Maharajan Dravideshu Chaburishaha. So what he's saying here is they want to take birth here because Kalau Kalu, certainly in Kali Yuga Bhavishyanti, there will be Narayana Parayana. Those who are devotees, one who has dedicated themselves, whose ultimate goal is the service of Narayan. And then Kvachit Kvachit means here and there, in place, or now and then in time, here and there and now and then, you know, clutch it whenever and wherever, you know, various places. Dravideshu cha purishaha. So they're talking about these great devotees who will be there in Kali Yuga, even though it's the worst of times, and kvachit kvachit, here and there and from time to time, but mostly, it says here, especially plentiful, Burishaha, in Dravidesha, in the provinces of South India. And then they go on. He goes on to describe the places. Tamraparni nadi yatra kritamala payasvini kaveri cha mahapunya pratichi cha mahanadi. These are names of rivers, basically. These are people who as it says here, drink the waters of the rivers in the translation. That's ye pibanti jalam tasham. See the next verse. Those who drink the waters of them, these rivers. The rivers that, and so there's this list here of the rivers that are the Tamraparni, the Kritamala, the Payasvini, the Kaveri, and the Pratichi. And Mahanadi is taken as a description. Nadi is a river, also a vein in your body is a nadi. Here it says Prachiti and the Mahanadi, so another river, the Mahanadi. This is what it says, and the word for word, and yeah, Prachiti. It seems like here Prachiti and Mahanadi are the same river. There is a Mahanadi river that I know of in Orissa, but anyway. Tamraparni, Kritamala, Payasvini, the extremely pious Kaveri, that's mentioned here, as Mahapunya, extremely pious, and here it says in the translation, Prachiti Mahanidhi. So all of these people who drink them, again, very nicely, Manuja Manujeshwaram, all the people, the Manuja, and then he calls the king Manujeshwaram. Manuja does. So, when you see a lot of repetition in these verses here, Kalao Kalu, Kwachit Kwachin, Manuja, Manujeshwara, it indicates feeling, strong feelings were being said with this river. So these people, for the most part, not everybody, it says praya. Praya means almost all, are devotees. Bhakta, Bhagavati, Vasudeve, Amala Ashaya. Here translated Amala without any spots, Ashaya, their hearts, their desires, their disposition, their deep way of looking at things, pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here's a prediction that says there will be in that time, one reason people would want to take birth here is because of these devotees who are very pure-hearted. And they'll appear in various places, but especially South India. I've read where academic scholars use this text to say that, you know, they think that Srimad Bhagavatam was written in South India. because of his partiality. But even there are lots of things, and South India is especially pious, and these rivers, because in most of these rivers are in Tamil Nadu. I think some also in west of Tamil Nadu. It's called I almost had it in my Kerala. Yeah, in Kerala are there. And of course, if you remember, Tamraparni, Kritamala, Kaveri, of course, were, and many others were visited by Lord Balaram when he went on pilgrimage. Those rivers are mentioned, and by Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage are there. The Tamraparni is in Tamil Nadu. I think it has a different name now, but popular name. But this is a place. See, in South India, especially, was quite celebrated are the Alvars, and here, like in Tamraparni, King Kulakshetra was an Alvar, and Tamraparni Nam Alvar was born on the banks of the Tamraparni River. The Kritamala, it's also in Tamil Nadu. It's in the maps, it's Vaigai, V-A-I-G-A-I, but the old name is Kritamalu. Interestingly, it says that when King Satyavrata found this little fish that became Matsya Avatar, who was in the Kritamala River. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam. He was that one was also down there. Payasini, it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The temple of Adi Keshava, in which he found the Brahma Samhita chapter, is on the banks of the Payasini. The giver of milk. So Mahaprabhu also took his bath there and visited other temples on the banks of that river. The Kaveri is especially well known. It's a very long river. In fact, it rises in the Brahmagiri Hills in Karnataka and then flows down to through Tamil Nadu and down to the sea, where it has a very wide delta. And it's chiefly in the news nowadays because the two states are fighting over water rights on this river. It's got dams, and it's just completely. But the of all the holy places on the Kaveri is this huge temple of Sri Rangam, which was the place of Ramanujacharya. His samadhi is there, and it's said to be the biggest active temple in the world. Actually, I mean Vishnu temple, in that Angkor Wat is in Cambodia is not active anymore. It was bigger. It's like a city. And it's actually on an island in the Kaveri River. The temple there, the city I camped, Chuchirapalli, called Trichy or Tiruchi for short. There's a lot that happens there in the Chaitanya Charitam River on the bank of the Kaveri, because Mahaprabhu stayed there during the Chaturmasya at the house of Venkatabhatta, was a priest there, maybe the head priest at the temple. So Mahaprabhu stayed with him all during that time. And of course his son, Gopalbhattago, became Gopalbhattago Swami. And that's also where the story is there that Mahaprabhu saw this Brahmin who came to the temple and read all every day, but he couldn't read. He was illiterate, but just went through the Bhagavatam and crying tears of ecstasy. So that happened there too. And Yamunacharya, King Kulashekar, they resided at that temple, and of course Ramanuja supervised the temple and other famous places. So that's like really, really. So you can see why you know they would point to this area. The Pratichi Mahanadi, I have no information about that. I don't know what its current name is. And if anybody wants to do some research and find out what that river is, I'd be interested. The others are all I can figure out, but not that one. Okay, so that's the they drink the waters of those rivers. That's how they're pious. What's happened to the rivers, you know? So in the purport, there's a long purport here, which quotes lots of interesting verses and seems to be mostly following a commentary of Jiva Goswami. And it's pointed out that the inhabitants of Satyuga and others, they know about the Kali Yuga, it's the future, but here the Vedas say and that what will happen in Kali Yuga. So they can also, because you want to say, well, how do they desire to take birth in Kali Yuga? But this is how. They have a, they read the Vedas, just like some people know that in 2 weeks we want to go see this movie. How do you know the future? Well, you can get the schedule. People, they know what's happening. And it's interesting, although he's been extolling the process of Sankirtan, in this verse, they really point out the devotees that are also there in Kali Yuga. And in the third paragraph of the purport, association with the devotees of the Lord, I take a pencil, I number them in the book. It's just to facilitate this. There's a quotation here of Bhagavatam 6.14.5. Muktananapi siddhanam narayana parayana. So the same word is used among all kinds of liberated or perfected people. There are some that are one among many muktanam siddhanam. There's one narayana parayana, you know, just using the singular and plural. Sudurlaba prasantatma kutishu api mahamune. This is a rare great soul among crores. Koti is a crore. 10 million. So there may be one out of 10 million. This is Narayana Parayana. So these are they show up in Kali Yuga. And then in the fourth paragraph, this is where you start to see that they're following Jiva Goswami, who says this word kwachit kwachit here and there, or this place, that place. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word kwachit kwachit in this verse indicate that in Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Chaitanya will appear in Gauda Desh. In other words, not everybody's going to be in South India. So they don't say he gives any reason except leaves the door open for him, that this means. And also there are many exalted devotees, Advaita Acharya and so on, in Goda Desh. Goda Desh, Dravida Desh, Goda Desh indicates the different regions of India. Goda Desh is bigger than Bengal. Of course, now it also includes West Bengal, Bangladesh, and then it also includes at least some of Bihar, big chunk of Bihar, and a big chunk of Orissa. So that whole area is Goda Desh, actually. And then in the purport, it goes on to point out that the process of chanting, of Sankirtan, of glorifying the Lord, is not limited to Kali Yuga. And then there are many verses that are cited in support of this. And they're interesting verses like this. So the first from the Vishnu Dharma, and then from the Skanda Purana, Padma Purana, about how the chanting is not restricted to any time and place. And then again in this passage, where these fifth paragraph, there's one that's from the Vishnu Dharma. Kalao Kritta Yugam Tasya Kalistasya Kute Yuge Yasya Chetasi Govindo Hridaye Yasya Na Chutaha. For anyone who has Lord Govinda in his heart, Satya Yuga becomes manifest in the midst of Kali. Which is good to know. And conversely, even Satyuga becomes Kaliyuga for one who does not have the infallible Lord in his heart. Again, then we go down in the seventh paragraph, in the Vaishnava Chintamani, there's the following statement. Although capable of destroying all sins, the remembrance of Lord Vishnu, Smaranam Vishnu, is achieved with extraordinary effort. I mean, that's just silent concentration of the mind on Vishnu. Extraordinary effort. On the other hand, one may perform Krishna Kirtan simply by moving one's lips, and thus the process is superior. So there is easier access through chanting. Also, you have to, of course, fix your mind, because the chanting, in order for chanting the names to be efficacious, one has to chant at least while trying to give up offenses, and inattentive chanting is one of those offenses. So if I move my lips and nothing more while looking at the movie schedule or shopping in the mall without paying attention to the holy name, then it won't be there. So, but by chanting and hearing, then it makes it much more easy to fix the mind. But somehow or other, the mind has to be fixed. And again, Sri Jiva Goswami has also quoted the following verses, so it seems all these are taken, these quotations are compiled by Jiva Goswami. And so other statements, of course, about the chanting, and this is this favorite one of mine from the Bhagavatam, Aho Bhattasva Pachoto Gariyan Janjeeva Grevartate Nama Tubyam. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Now, the Sanskrit is much more shocking. It says, oh, how glorious are those dog eaters. Aho Bhatta, glorifying whose? And then the next word is Swapacha. dog eater, dog cooker, literally, the dog cookers, not hot dogs either, little dogs. Anyway, they're that's considered pretty unadvanced people who are eating dogs. A whole bunch. How glorious is that? Doesn't mean they're still eating dogs, but they come from the community of dog eaters. How glorious, Garion, is to be praised, on whose tip of whose tongue Jiva Agre is your name. That and that person, but because of that chanting, has Tipus Tapaste, Juhuhu, Shasnur, Ayur, Brahman. All these things performed our austerities and penances. Juhuhu, like Juhu Beach, performed sacrifices, taken baths. Shasnur and all these rivers. They've taken their bath, they are qualified as Aryans, they've studied the Vedas and so on. And so that's a nice verse. And the one also the previous to this one, this is spoken by Devahuti, says that one who's chanting the name of the Lord of his Savanai.